Today I'm going to conclude on my readings on Cowherd Boy Leela. I hope it was of pleasure to the devotees, and remind you all that tomorrow and the day after we'll have podcasts on the Hungarian, and of course for you what's relevant is the English, as well as in the musical sections, which will be different, let me put it that way. And there are a joint contribution with Niranjan Maharaj and the devotees here in New Rajadham also taking part, so stay tuned. Krishna's bathing ceremony and coronation. Sridham and Sudham then exclaimed, "What can we say about this splendorous display? The aura at the trunks of these trees conquers the magnificence of King Indra's heavenly abode." Remember that they were sitting in Madhuvan beneath this, by the bank of the Yamuna River in the shade of some wonderful trees. The aura of the trunks of these trees conquers the magnificence of Krishna, the King Indra's heavenly abode. We have made a lion throne out of flowers and twigs, and upon that throne we will install Sri Nandanandan as the king. Here in this forest, in the bank of the Yamuna River, Krishna will become the monarch, and all of us will become his subjects. We'll mitigate the fear of evil King Kamsa, and we'll put an end to all the wicked activities, thus enveloping cowherd boys everywhere in pure bliss. Hearing this, all the Sakas became very jubilant and started arranging the magnificent royal coronation ceremony of Balaram and Krishna. They sat Hari upon the lion throne made of flowers, and bringing water from the Yamuna River, they performed his Abhishek. Thus the auspicious sounds of Jai Jai resound throughout that forest as each and every boy present shouts Jai Krishna Krishna. The two brothers are surrounded on all sides by cowherd boyfriends. Some are standing far away while others are standing nearby. Balaram is to the right of Krishna, and on Krishna's left side is Sridham. Closest are Sudham and Bashudham and others. In front of Krishna and Balaram are Subal, Ujjwal and Madhumangal, being members of the Narma class of Sakis. In other words, they're very dear. And they converse about numerous confidential topics. Bhadrasen stands behind Krishna and Balaram holding up the umbrella, while Sharanga Gopal stands holding a water pot. Bhagavan leans upon the shoulder of Sridham, while Shuvishal and Vishalaksha prepare and offer betel. Rasa Ala arranges their garments, while Kushumolasa applies chandan. Pushpahasa and others render service to their various bodily limbs. The servants headed by Raktak and Patrak hold their buffalo horn bugles and walking sticks. Madhubrata and others wave chamara whisks, while Shurabhanda, Karpura, Kushuma and others massage Krishna's lotus feet. At this very time, the sadhaka should meditate on rendering service like this. Okay, now, what is that meditation like? It goes in the following way. Navajaladaravarna Sikkana Ujvala Surya Koti Samarprabha Chandra Koti Shitala Charupitambhara Shobavidyutira Jyoti Mukutagrahita Mala Jainubhaka Panti. Colored like a fresh laying cloud, but smooth, lustrous, and brilliant, radiant like millions of suns, yet cooling like millions of moons, charming yellow cloth, splendorous like the effulgence of lightning, pearl necklace like a row of white herons. Nityanava yovana sundara kalevara kautikandar panindivarana sundara nityalila sukananda magna shakagana Brindavanam Purapati Raja Vilasana whose lovely form is eternally in the bloom of fresh youth, beautiful complexion conquering millions of cupids, whose cowherd boyfriends are deeply engrossed in the blissful happiness of eternal pastimes, the monarch of the town of Vrindavan, the king who likes to enjoy sportive delights, Kandara Padanukachini Bhru Jugala Shobha, Kapali Chandana Bindu Shashadhara Abha, Alaka Kuntala Tahe Shira Shiki Pakha, Kasturi Tilaka Bali Chandane Rareka, whose two eyebrows vanquish the splendor of Cupid's bows, the dots of Chandan upon his cheeks are radiant like full moons, whose curling locks and tresses are topped by a peacock's tail feather, dark musk paste tilak upon his forehead, bordered by lines of bright chandan. Katitati pitadati kanchira sahate, kari shunda buja jugavalaye tahate, nakhagana koti chandra kori jhalamala, rakta kishalaya juti atik karatala. Upon his hips is a yellow dhoti, along with a belt of tinkling bells. His two arms look like the trunks of elephants and are adorned with bracelets. His fingernails shimmer like millions of moons. The palms of his hands have the glowing reddish luster of fresh young leaf shoots. Charane ranjita banka nupura shobita jaha deki manahoy madana lobita dakshane shri balarama chandrama varana nilapata paridhara ghurnita lochana. His feet resound with the splendor of ankle bells placed at a slant, seeing which brings to mind these are even enticing even for Cupid. To Krishna's right is Sri Balaram, whose complexion is like the full moon. He's wearing blue cloth, and his eyes are rolling in intoxication. Shridam iragora kanti anga jalamala, shridam apavriti krishna veshtita shakala, raja lakshana yukta raja aparana, raja patra mitra shobha sange shakagana. Next to him is Shridam, whose fair golden body complexion is sparkling. Thus Krishna is completely surrounded by all the boys headed by Shridam. They attend to him with royal ornaments and paraphernalia engraved opulently with royal symbols. In the company of the cowherd boys, they act out dramatic roles as if they were royal ministers, counselors, friends, and so forth. I hope that this is a suitable meditation that we can all absorb ourselves in, meditating on Krishna's beauty and his wonderful coronation by the cowherd boys. This concludes the Purvana Seva, or services which are rendered during the forenoon period from the extending up to the 15th danda, which is 11:36 till noon. And after this follows the Madhya Seva, which at some other time we shall read. But for now, Hare Krishna.